Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Italo Cellini. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Italo Cellini. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting second. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Becker. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Gailhouse. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Denny Gailhouse. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic strikes out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a line drive into right field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Hughes moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hughes scores. Averill moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly bunts for a single. Averill moves to third. Vosmak moves to second. Joe Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Krivic. Becker reaches second base with a double. Averill scores. Vosmak scores. Weatherly moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is walked intentionally. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dykes for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Italo Cellini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cellini hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trotsky for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Krivic. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Joe Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Becker takes first base on ball 4. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosenthal takes first base on ball 4. Krivic moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0 for 1 in the game. Gailhouse hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes juggles the ball. That's an error on Dykes. Hughes moves to second. Erle Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hughes moves to third. Hale moves to second. Two outs. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trotsky takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hughes scores. Hale scores. Trotsky moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Trotsky moves to third. Vosmick moves to second. Joe Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Becker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Becker reaches second base with a double. Trotsky scores. Vosmick scores. Weatherly moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-0, Indians. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Knickerbocker is walked intentionally. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gailhouse strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Italo Cellini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cellini is 0 for 1 in the game. Cellini hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cellini fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 3 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up towards the mound. Shalini settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Appling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Weatherly bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. One out. Joe Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Becker hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hayes catches it and throws to first to double up Vosmick. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonura hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Grube now catching. Tony Pete now playing third base. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shalini fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 4 in the game. Hale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Grubb reaches second base with a double. Italo Cellini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cellini is 0 for 2 in the game. Cellini hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grubb moves to third. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grubb scores. Radcliffe moves to second. It's 7-1, Indians. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rosenthal for the out. Radcliffe moves to third. Krivic moves to second. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 3 in the game. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Krivic who is chasing the ball. Averill reaches third base with a triple. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Trotsky hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Averill scores. Two outs. It's 8-1, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Weatherly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a line drive towards first. Trotsky catches it and throws to second to double up Appling. The throw back to first to get Hayes, and that's a triple play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.